Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot with your host, Dr. Frank Peter. I'm Neil Utron Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Run Invictator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly not want.
Okay, we're on. Neil, how are you?
Kind of all right. Are you gonna hit him?
I'm sorry, I cut it so close. I put an N64 emulator on my Wii. I'm playing WrestleMania 2000, and it's like digital crack. I had a hard time physically pulling myself away.
Is this worse than you've been stuck on the Fire Pro Wrestling for about a month?
Similar, yes. Very similar. I've been playing it, and I recently programmed wrestlers from my epic novella, the Overdog universe, so I put in different wrestlers, and I have King Behemoth, and when you have a big 500-pound guy beating up the Hardy Boys, it's hard to pull yourself away. Okay, Neil, do we have any callers?
No, we do not.
Okay. So, Neil, I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Casey Jones versus Rorschach, who wins?
Probably Rorschach, since he seems to be crazier.
Okay, this is pre-Raphael fight with Casey Jones.
I don't know.
Why do you sound so far away?
I don't know.
Are you on speaker?
Nope.
Okay, just making sure. Okay, so anyway, now my feeling about it is that Casey Jones has, I think he's probably a better brawler and athlete than Rorschach. And he's just as crazy, so that gives him an advantage. But Rorschach kind of fights to win. Basically, he's just trying to win a fight. He doesn't enjoy it. I think that's what's going to get Casey tagged by a harpoon in the chest.
I don't think Casey Jones is the manifesto type of writing or does the very type of memoirs.
Casey Jones is Daffy Duck crazy.
Okay.
Rorschach is Unabomber crazy. Okay, Neil, here's another one for you. Dr. Manhattan versus Galactus at full power. I mean, Old Testament Jack Kirby Galactus. Who wins?
Probably Galactus.
Are you sure?
Well, considering that Dr. Manhattan's trying to be kind of more to Captain Atom, I believe he has more of the superhero limitations than basically force of universe.
No. Dr. Manhattan's way beyond that. I mean, he was just doing shit that you're not supposed to be able to do. But the one advantage Galactus would have is the fact that he has had to fight other cosmic beings before. How would Dr. Manhattan respond to actually being hurt?
That's a good question. Does he get hurt?
No.
I mean,
he was evaporated briefly by Ozymandias.
But
he pulled himself together. But yeah, what's going to happen when he has to take
somebody? Can we explain how this all gets started?
Okay, well, I was going to wait to see if Mike actually turned up. Apparently, he's at a barbecue gorging himself.
Oh.
But it's good for him. What happened was, someone the other day, well, you could talk about it.
Okay, someone had a post. It's kind of a joke about the whole Batman having Krypton to beat things. So someone was trying to figure out a way that who would beat Batman. And someone said, it should be The Undertaker, with the stipulation that it's during WrestleMania.
Okay, now, the big question was it an official match or a fight?
I'm pretty sure this is an actual WrestleMania match.
Okay, see, that's the thing about it. I don't know what happens there. I say The Undertaker, because it seems like you can probably shoot him with a gun at this point, and he'd fight long enough to get the win.
I did think about it, but I'm afraid someone else has a question. It's like, what? Which Batman? Because someone asked, is this like Frank Miller, Batman Kills Everyone Batman?
See, I think that Batman would get fucked up faster.
That depends on how Frank Miller's writing him.
I always had the ideal...
Sometimes write him like people write Wolverine.
Well, I always had this feeling that Batman, the Dark Knight stuff, I always feel like that's probably the weakest Batman. Like, I always feel like the Dick Sprang Batman could probably mess up more people because he doesn't try to. He wins these fights without having to go that far.
Well, he's had to deal with fights that should not be, like when he fights the rainbow monster that turns him two-dimensional.
Yeah, see, that would be more dangerous. Let's just say it's the animated series Batman.
Mm-hmm. Probably Undertaker. Mostly because I believe that the Kevin Conroy Batman the Animated Series Batman knows when to cut his losses and know when to fight his basically for the greater good.
Yeah, it's one of those things that the Animated Series Batman is also a lot more grounded. It's not the Psycho Ninja Magic Batman.
Not Psycho Ninja Batman, but it's also not super gritty realistic. There's no supernatural stuff like the Christopher Nolan movies.
It kind of works
on the side of Batman, but unfortunately, what someone said, it started a precedent where a lot of people try to do that type of movie, and it doesn't work for all of them.
Yeah,
need to be grounded. That grounded.
Well, go back to Ninja Turtles quickly. The reason I'll say that I think the first Ninja Turtles movie is the best comic book movie ever is that at no point is it a shame to be a Ninja Turtles movie. It captures the essence of Ninja Turtles in every incarnation, from the video games to the comics to the cartoon. And it's not ashamed of it. You watch Batman Begins or Dark Knight, and Christopher Nolan's kind of ashamed to be making a Batman movie.
The problem is there's no middle ground sometimes.
Neil, can you speak up some?
I'm trying. I'm speaking normally, unless there's something with my throat or something.
Okay. So, they're trying to do that with Superman. And I don't know if you've seen the Superman costume from the Zack Snyder movie.
I have. You're just talking to the people on the internet.
It basically looks like it basically looks like they're doing Ultraman the movie. Which that would actually be pretty damn sweet, but it's not Superman.
Oh yeah, and when we say Ultraman, we don't mean the Japanese, big giant, gross, super tall Ultraman. We're talking to Crime Syndicate Earth 3 Ultraman.
Yeah, though Ultraman versus Superman would be a sweet fight. I don't know how it would end.
Well, the thing is, I know Ultraman would be the type that he would basically get himself beat until like the last minute, then that's when he actually pulls out his big attacks.
Yeah, but would it actually work? Okay, let's say the Power Rangers were fighting Godzilla, okay? These are the original Power Rangers with cool combination blaster. Now, my feeling is the Megazord gets his ass kicked. We got a caller?
I don't think we do. Let me check. Nope. Oh, speaking of Turtles.
Okay.
What? Rob Paulson's podcast, his newest one is him talking to Nolan North. But he found it interesting because Nolan North did the voice of Raphael in the 2007 CGI movie.
What did he say about it?
He just said that he did it on the basis that he knew that he could not live up to how Rob Paulson did it, because he says in his mind that's Raphael.
So how did he approach doing it?
It was just how they chose to do it. He basically gave it that type of Smarmy New York, but not quite Rob Paulson's smarminess.
Well, folks, this is what the show's going to be now. We're going to talk about much more popular, better podcasts.
Yeah. Well, they also mentioned that Nolan North's going to be in the new Nickelodeon cartoon, and he's going to play as Krang.
Oh, Krang's going to be on it?
Yeah. No, it's not going to be the top hour, Shredder Krang. It's more like the mix of the actual, like, the Ultramar. So it's, I can't quite do the voice, but something like, it's this type of Krang.
Oh, I like the other Krang. He sounds more sadistic.
I don't know. You have to hear Norland North how he does it.
Okay, Neil, who would win a piney contest, Scrooge McDuck or Bruce Wayne?
What are the stakes?
Let me think here. If Bruce Wayne wins, Joker will release the hostages he has. If Scrooge McDuck wins, he gets a dollar.
Oh, God damn it.
The stakes are high on both sides. Now, my feeling is that Bruce Wayne has lived a rich man's life. He's never had to really struggle. I mean, he worked hard to become who he is, but he's never used the true desperation of poverty, of involuntary poverty. Scrooge, on the other hand, brought himself up from the slums of Scotland, lived in the Klondike, you know, ate nothing but dirt. So to me, I think he's going to be mowing through those pies. So my feeling is that Scrooge narrowly wins. And then he uses his satellite laser to blow up Joker or something.
No, Gladstone does something.
What?
Gladstone from the comics.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know, he bends over and picks up a dollar or something, and he misses the laser, and it somehow reflects back.
I was playing the Ubisoft Turtles they did for the movie in 07 on Game Boy Advance. It actually plays pretty good.
This isn't the Konami one, right?
No, this is the one they did in 07. It does a good job of aping the Konami games from the arcade game.
Yeah.
It's not Manhattan Project. It's none of the Konami Turtle games, but it's respectable. I kind of get the feeling that the Turtles franchise has such a strong game heritage that developers feel the need to not completely fuck it up.
I've heard love it or hate it about the type of Smash Brothers type of game they made on the Wii. I haven't played it myself, though. Though I heard a lot of people talk about Tournament Fighters, and they basically said, well, I think all three of them are, like, hard as hell.
Okay, what I was wondering about games are, how come they've never done a Creative Fighter and a Street Fighter game?
They did, but it wasn't one of the main ones. It was only for the EX series, I believe.
Now,
I think
is this
did.
Customized?
I know Rival
Schools
did. It's kind of limited, though.
Of course, I have a feeling that it would turn out probably like the Creative Fighter on that last DBZ game, where everybody just made Saiyans. It's like, my name's Danger Dude.
I think the way how the system is, it's very based on very grand characterization. So if you just kind of make your little character like, I don't know, here's my little Ryu clone. He's got like, I don't know, blue hair or something. It kind of takes away from it.
Well, what I would like to see if they actually did it, if they did a system similar to what they're doing in the online games, they put it into a fighting game, is that you can go to the Krang School or the Turtle School. And, like, you would have to get promoted from each system, so you couldn't just go to commies or whatever to get trained.
Yeah.
Okay, another question. Why did they never
do
strap matches in fighting games?
For the DBZ games. The problem is they would have to do a lot more work than they only put into it.
What about a Street Fighter game?
Again, same problem.
Can you imagine bitching at a tournament if they went all the way to the finals and it was a triple threat?
They would probably scream bloody murder.
Just grab bitching and griping. You know what I'd like to do if I ever become a crazy billionaire?
What?
I would like to have a triple threat MMA match on a barge in the ocean. I mean, that would be pretty damn sweet.
Okay. Shouldn't it be like a big luxury yacht or something?
No, this would be like a garbage barge. Okay, Neil, you know, we've got time to fill, and I like to try to expand my chops, so, you know, I want to do a little bit of comedy. Just hold on 1 second, because I have to go get my material.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, you're in for it now.
Oh, no.
I quit my goddamn joke book.
No. Why can't we just talk about regular show? Please don't get the joke book out.
No. Let me get it. I need a prank file.
No, you don't. We should talk about regular show and do the impersonations of the characters.
Oh, you deaf son of a bitch, you killed me again.
What?
Let me see here.
No, your 25-cent books. What are you guys doing? We should be talking
about... Okay, alright, Neil, where the fuck did you put my book at?
I don't know, you're the last one who had it.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Okay, now we're going to go back to this. We're going to do a little bit of lightning round.
No.
Hold on. Question number one, Neil. What is a better game, Mario Brothers 2 or Donkey Kong 94?
Donkey Kong 94.
Okay, that's one bonus point. Okay, question two, Neil. What is a better episode of Power Rangers, Football Season or Mighty Morphin Mutant?
Oh, shit. Which one? That's a good question. I don't know, Football Season has that camp value to it, but I believe that the Mighty Mutants is a more solid episode.
Okay. The correct answer was Mighty Morphin Mutant. The greatest half hour of television ever produced. Okay, Neil. Question three. Are you ready for it?
No.
All right. That's the lightning round, everybody. He answered correctly. We'll be back with three more questions next week. Okay. Now, back to Dr. Manhattan versus Galactus.
Oh, God, no.
No, I'm just saying, would that be a disadvantage, the fact that he's never had to fight anybody as powerful as him?
Probably.
Like at Squadron Supreme, when the Hyperion from the Squadron Universe was having a harder time with his clone from the Marvel Universe. Simply because he's had to fight people stronger than he is, just as strong as him. All right, Neil, looks like we got about 10 more minutes. Right now, we're getting a little burned out on Turtles. I'm about to finish the, is it the fifth season set?
Yeah, it's the one that's Beat the Box DVD set.
Okay, Neil, you're going to bring over volume 3 on Monday, probably.
Monday?
Or it might be tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Probably, I don't know. I haven't decided.
Don't
make me bully you, Neil.
Oh, God, no.
Okay. So, Neil, talk about Xenoblade a little bit.
Where to start? I don't remember what Monolith Soft was based upon. I believe it's from people who used to make, like, Xenogears, Xenosaga. That's kind of why they went with the Xenoblade title, because it was going to be called Monado, something Monado. But they decided to change it to that because they wanted to, like, They wanted to have, like, the guy who worked on the Xeno series be part of it. And it takes place on two giants that were fighting each other for, like, eons. And now they basically somehow killed each other in a locked battle with their swords. And you basically, all the bio people live on the Bionis, and all the mechanical people live on the Mechanis. and they're basically fighting, and it's basically centered around the this one group of people on the small colony that basically have access to this one super sword that can fight all the metal people.
Wait, the other group of people is made out of metal?
Well, that's what they call. They're basically mechanical. They're like weird, freaky robots. You saw the intro. They're basically just like these weird clockwork monstrosities. And the only thing
okay.
that can really harm them is basically this mystical sword.
Okay, Neil. Here's a question. Like I said, the Power Rangers fighting Godzilla. I don't think the Megazord could do shit to Godzilla, but the Ultrazord might be able to put him on the run, hurt him a little bit. But here's my question.
Thing,
now, my
the
scenario: the Rangers form the Power Blaster. Jason jumps down Godzilla's throat and shoots. Would that kill Godzilla?
No.
Do you think it would hurt him badly?
Yes, but it wouldn't kill him.
Do you think it would be enough to win the day?
No. Bitch, Godzilla fights Ghidorah. I don't think Power Rangers are the strength of Ghidorah.
Outside fight. I'm talking about internally. Is he weaker internally than he is externally?
I don't believe so.
Okay, is Godzilla radioactive on the inside?
Yes.
Okay, would Jason's armor protect him?
That's a good question.
I mean, would he find a way out, but it wasn't pretty?
I don't think he would even survive that. I don't know what Godzilla eats, but I don't think it's safe for a human to go through, whether or not they have a super spandex suit or not.
Well, it's like power armor. That's the thing about Power Rangers, you know, for years I wonder what powers are, and it occurred to me, it's armor. Which, logically, that would be the really advanced armor that looks like basic clothes. You know, like they said, Iron Man armor, it logically should actually get thinner and thinner as the years go by. Rather than bulkier.
Speaking of Xenoblade, I think it's been about, had it for about a month. I finally got about 60 hours into it off and on this month, and I'm basically finally on the other giant. So I don't know how much farther I got.
Is the other giant significantly different?
Well, it seems to be more arid, since it basically doesn't seem to have as much. It's basically like a bad rocky desert section that has like factories and stuff, at least the section of my map. So it's not as bad as Dragon Warrior 7 or Dragon Quest 7, because I spent, I remember for years I put about over 100 hours into it, and I still never got to the second disc.
Do you think you're actually going to finish the game?
Xenoblade? That's a good question. It has enough the nifty plot why I want to press on. So I'm kind of stuck at a very hard port, so I'm going to have to level up a little bit.
All right, you know, I'd like to talk for a minute about our work, because we basically do this podcast as a way to supplement the blog, or I do it. Neil just comes along begrudgingly. I'm looking at the cover Neil did for the Dreadwatch story, and I wanted to tell you, Neil, the thing I liked about it is looking at it, it has this, I don't know what to call it exactly, but it has like an 80s indie comic vibe.
Well, it's kind of going for that harsh type of, for that one I was doing the harsh, you know, comic-like look.
Yeah, something
mostly black color part goes with it.
Yeah, like I said, it looks like something MTV would probably animate in the 90s.
For Liquid Television?
Yeah, something they do as an experiment. Okay,
so
does it have better anatomy
than Peter Chung?
Well, I just mean in general, the ideal.
I know, I just want to talk about Peter Chung and why the hell does he draw people like that?
I think it's just his style. You know, he did all the designs on Cops.
Cops? Oh, yeah.
Remember the cartoon?
Oh, yeah, that old cartoon. How do you go from that to, like, the Aeon Flux style?
He got enough credibility that he was allowed to do his own shit. I think with Cops or Cyber Cops, he had to follow more of a set mandate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember if that show holds up or not, because it turned out that, you know, Bionic 6 didn't quite live up as well as we thought. I'm just worried that the...
I didn't watch much Bionic 6. The only thing I remember about Bionic 6 is I remember the doctor who was really ugly. He had a clone that was a female that was in love with him, and it was like, it just horrified me. And also, one time, the doctor, I can't remember his name, but he's destroying the world with plant life, and the fungus is taking over Yankee Stadium, and the kid that wears the baseball helmet, he's like, that rat, he messed up Yankee Stadium! And it's like, you know, he probably killed people, you little shit.
Well, the problem is that it cannot live up, it's one of those cartoons that cannot live up to its intro video. It's basically an intro song. You watch the intro song, you get super pumped, and you start watching episodes, it's like, I don't know, they're just kind of talking, not really doing awesome shit.
Okay, Neil, do you mind me doing a very esoteric reference?
Sure, as opposed to whatever else you do.
Well, you know, I've known Debonic 6 for years, and I never realized they were adopted. And they all look horrified. Oh, that's from my favorite episode of Rocco's Modern Life, and if you got that reference right away, I'd probably marry you.
I am cheese. I am the most important character in the series.
The cheese is stupid!
Well, I remember one of our friends...
You know, I'm so addicted to those hockey games, I have them ring in the living room.
What?
I haven't even turned the Wii off. I just turned off the TV so I could come in here and do this.
You still got the game.
Well, my hand's shaking unsteadily.
I need to go back and play it. I can't remember if our friend that also likes Rocco the Div, if it referred to you as any character, but she referred to me as basically Philbert.
Who called you Philbert?
Our friend, you know, Ura.
Yeah, well, I mean, you are Philbert. Oh, I'm nauseous. Did you see Gavin Zart?
Yeah.
Your baby nephew? You.
Yeah.
Did you see my hurtful comment?
No.
I said, oh, already more productive than his Uncle Neil.
Well, you said you're doing the digitized Jackson Pollock effect.
Do what now?
He's basically doing digital Jackson Pollock type stuff.
Oh, he's so
talented.
Well,
actually, not quite that. I'm trying to remember the artist that had synesthesia and basically tried to draw what he felt. I mean, literally, draw what he felt.
Okay, we don't have much longer to go. Next week at horsepowerthemovie.blogspot.com, we're going to start the Cyborg Abraham Lincoln saga, otherwise known as The Last Will and Testament of Cyborg Abraham Lincoln.
Sweet.
I'm not going to say anything else about the story is, but if you want to call it, but if you want to read it, I'd greatly appreciate it. Tomorrow morning, we're going to continue the weekend edition of Duel Devil Loose Ends. Also, I've now put Amazon links on the blog. I'm an Amazon associate. If you want to buy something off Amazon, stop by the blog, click on the link, and use that, because they would give me a little bit of money, and I could call myself a semi-professional writer because I live in a world of delusion. Anything to add, Neil?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to find my joke book.
Oh, no. I will find it next Friday by 2.
I'm not sure what we're going to discuss then. Maybe we'll just do more free talk, because this thing to work well tonight, didn't it?
I guess so.
Okay, Neil, I am going to play us out.